Sports Day for Kia. The all-new Kia Sportage has been unleashed. And Red Energy, awarded Canstar's most trusted retailer nationally for 2021.
7 minutes past six. Hello, welcome along to Sports Day, and it has been a big day in sport. Firstly, the cowboy from the West has backflipped on his initial backflip, demanding all Ashes players, broadcasters and cricket staff must now do 14 days quarantine before the first test. 2 weeks ago, the moment of his initial backflip, he said, much to the surprise of everyone, that it was to be reduced to just 5 days, placating the English, which paved way for the test to go ahead in Perth. Now, in recent times, though, there's been some pushback on the five-day quarantine to the point where WA's hold on the Perth test was said to be, even by themselves, 50-50 at best. So this is a big call by the cowboy, for it's still 6 weeks away, and it's almost certain to cost them the test. Coming up, to put some detail on it, Daniel Breddick, chief cricket writer for The Age, to bring us up to date on what he thinks will happen. And then scoop a touch of the sporting market research. The number on the Harcourt's open line is 133693. You can get on now if you like. But should the Melbourne Storm give Brandon Smith the boot after he trashed the club? What do you think, Scoop? He trashed the club in no uncertain circumstances on a podcast, and it's amazing how much damage is done on podcasts when people get a little bit looser than normal. He has given them a nice old rounds of the kitchen, basically saying he wants to be wearing the Roosters jumper, and how they're bringing him back to their bosom is going to be one of the great challenges for the coach.
Would have had him sacked the next day. Jared would have had his locker cleared out for him. Well, to be honest, I thought the comments were extraordinary, to be quite frank. And given what that club has done for him in the drug scandal and everything that went along with it, I thought he owed them a lot more respect than that.
Very shortly, but Scoop's gone off the long run pretty clearly. Should he be sacked or should he not be sacked? We'll play the comments very shortly. The Harcourt's open line is 133693.
You played a lot of competitive footy, Jared.
It'd be tough to be playing with him right now.
If you were
tough, yeah. There's a lot of...
You'd be filthy with him.
Absolutely. Yep. There'd be a lot of walking back before he was allowed to play with the team again. Got some Urban Ellie. The urban myth is the zero alcohol to give away to the best caller.
It's good. It's good. And it's good on a day like this. Hey, Dan Breddick is the chief cricket writer for The Age newspaper and been following this very closely. Dan, welcome. We appreciate your time. We know you're busy. Why has he changed back to 14 days?
Good to be with you guys. I don't think that the 14 days is necessarily the game changer here in terms of what he said, because you can characterise 14 days a few ways. Either you put the players into a hard bubble for 14 days, including in Sydney, before they get to Perth, or you delay the start of the Perth test. I think the sticking point is that he said that partners and families won't be allowed to go to Perth, and that's really a non-negotiable as far as players on both sides are concerned.
But it has been a change. He shocked everybody a couple of weeks ago by saying 5 days. Now it's 14 days. I think we can, at this stage, only interpret it by applying the same definition. Or do you think he realises that they're going to lose it, so he's upping the ante to give an out clause?
I don't think anyone could accuse Mark McGowan of ever underselling the populism in WA. I think that's a big part of his approach to government in our westernmost state. A lot of this rhetoric is a natural extension of that attitude, I think. And talking to administrators and people who've been trying to work these issues on the inside over the past few weeks. The rhetoric that the Premier comes out with every now and then is a bit of a shock relative to some of the conversations that are going on behind the scenes. But at the same time, you can't doubt the veracity of it, because it's coming from the top.
So will they lose the test or not?
I'd say that if there's a Perth Ashes test played this season, there'll be a lot of people very, very surprised. And I think even the Premier knows that, saying what he said today.
Well, that's my point, though. Does he actually now know that they're not going to get it, so he's up in the ante to give himself some cover?
You think Jared's jumped before he's been pushed?
Pretty much.
Right.
That's what it looks like.
Well, I think that the fact that you had Christina Matthews, the CEO of WA Cricket, saying it's 50-50 on the weekend. I mean, if you're arguing for something and you're saying it's only 50-50, you'd say that in reality, when she was saying that on the weekend, it was probably 30-70.
Yep.
And McGowan's probably grabbed the other 30% with his comments today.
So where would be the favourite to have it, a day-nighter in Melbourne? And would it have been in Hobart prior to Cricket Tasmania going after Cricket Australia in the last week?
Unhappy family at the moment.
Well, you're right about it being an unhappy family. But I think certainly the combination of that rhetorical battle, but also the fact that you no longer have a Tasmanian test captain of the Australian men's team who might have been looking for a farewell test match venue in another universe a couple of weeks ago. I think that that's another not inconsiderable factor. But really, you know, where Cricket Australia are at right now in terms of where they look, they've got to decide between two things. One, it's between preserving some semblance of relationships within this unhappy family, because as a federal governing body, they've always worked off the principle of kind of equity of opportunity for hosting test matches. And Belrive Oval hasn't hosted a test match since South Africa gave Australia a shellacking in late 2016.
Mm-hmm.
But the other issue, and this is much more of an issue now than it certainly would have been in 2016, is maximising revenue wherever possible. And that was certainly, as you guys well know, big factor in the AFL's decision-making regarding AFL grand finals the last couple of years, which venue was able to accommodate a full crowd and accommodate a full dance card of corporate boxes, for one thing. If you're looking at it from that angle, then you'd say that Melbourne would be a narrow favourite over Sydney, and Hobart would be trailing in a very distant third.
Dan, thanks for coming on. We know you're busy. Appreciate it.
No worries, guys.
Dan Briddick there, the chief cricket writer for the Age newspaper. It's a fascinating situation. So Perth's gone.
Well, that's the way it reads. That's the way it looks. As Dan said, the CEO of the Whacker was suggesting that it's at Christina best 50-50 Matthews on the weekend. And 2 days later, Dan's jump before he got pushed. Mark's jump before
Cowboy,
he got
the
pushed.
Emperor. Yep. And is it the Omicron variant that the Cowboys worried about? Is that why we've pushed it out to 14 days?
I'm not sure the reason.
That would you look into it, the situation. I mean, Victoria and New South Wales have now placed extra quarantine on people coming into the state from overseas. Mandatory 72 hours.
But they're here
isolation.
Already. They're here for 5 weeks before they get to WA.
I'm with you. It's
a push before.
The Emperor has.
Jump before push.
The Emperor has made the border very different to other states.
It's amazing. A friend of mine who has done. Who did 14 days quarantine in Queensland to go over to Western Australia to get an interview from the American embassy to go to America. She's Russian.
Goodness me, what a trip.
She got there and she was 6 hours short of her 14-day quarantine. She was put on the first plane back.
You're kidding, aren't you?
I'm not kidding. That is fact.
They didn't let her do 6 hours in a hotel somewhere?
No.
Oh, the whole world's gone mad. That's
fact.
Well, if that is true, as you have stated it, that is one of the more outrageous things I've heard of in the whole...
Surprising. Surprising you can't get an interview in an American embassy in other parts of the world.
Yeah.
But they've shut down. It was either Singapore, WA, I think there's another option of Fiji.
Okay. Fascinating stuff. Hey, Jared, when we come back, Jennifer Holdstock is a name that a lot of Hawthorn people would be aware of. She's a Hawthorn board aspirant. We know that there's been a lot going on with the board. She's a... boss of a law firm in her own right. And I think all of our listeners, not just Hawthorn people, will be interested in her story. She's going to join us in studio live next on Sports Day. We've also got Travis Head. Speaking of cricket, is he going to bat at number 5 in the first test? Is it going to be Usman Khawaja? We're going to ask him that later.